I'm Charis Santilli. I was born with ambition. My parents were entrepreneurs and I pushed myself to be high school valedictorian, class president, most artistic, and most likely to succeed. The summer I turned 19, we celebrated my dad's 50th birthday with a hot air balloon ride. A crash landing left him with a broken neck, me with a broken heart, and my mom coping through alcohol. My relentless ambition helped me become a successful entrepreneur, yet my own private paralysis and overachiever addiction ruled me. I finally ventured on a quest for my best life. I found the path of my inner peace, how to stay on it, and how to show the way for others. Now it's your turn. Ready to take that load off your shoulders? Join me so you can cherish your life. Have you ever seen a video of an ant trapped by a circle drawn on a piece of paper? I think one of them maybe went initially viral a few years ago. I only heard about this recently, and I checked it out for myself today, and it's a real thing. And in these videos, an ant scurries around inside a circle that's been drawn with a marker, and it's supposedly trapped. It thinks it's trapped by some sort of invisible force. And this got me thinking about our own mind's invisible barriers. You know, most of the time, our greatest blocks and barriers are the ones that we perceive to be real, even when they're not. I mean, think about it. How many times have you found yourself going in circles in some way in your life, confined by a barrier that in reality, it held no power over you, except for the belief that it did? If you think back to a time in your life when you felt stuck, but now you've got 20/20 vision, and so you can see clearly that you were actually just stuck within your own constraints. Maybe it was a belief about your abilities or some sort of fear connected with going outside your comfort zone, or maybe you had societal or family expectations that dictated what you should or shouldn't do. All of those things, they're basically no different than these marker lines. And we've drawn them around ourselves subconsciously. So I'll give us credit for that. It's not like we consciously typically have drawn them. But they keep us from exploring and expanding our lives. So now I want you to get curious. What if something in your life right now that you think you're up against is not as rigid as you think? What if it actually is just a marker line on a piece of paper, which means it's actually just a limiting belief? The courage to challenge the status quo in your life and step beyond these lines is inside you. The first thing you need to do is be willing to consider that it's not real, and then play with shifting your perspective to make it dissolve away. Dare to take that first step outside the supposed circle. It's totally possible to do this. And I'm sure you've done it in certain areas of your life before, so you know you can do it again. So consider this metaphor, put it in your toolbox, and remind yourself and challenge yourself, what if something that you think is a boundary right now of in keeping you from something you want to achieve or do, or is actually just one of these marker lines? And of course, I'm here if you want support. Right now, I happen to have a couple coaching spots I've opened this month. And you can go to cherishyourlife.com/call. to schedule a call with me to chat and see about the possibilities of working together. My closing quote today is by Rhonda Britton, founder of Fearless Living. Fear is the gatekeeper of your comfort zone. I hope you're enjoying my Cherish Your Life podcast. If this is supporting you in any way, please review, subscribe, and share it with friends and family. You can follow me on social media at Cherish Your Life, and my website is cherishyourlife.com. Yep, my name's unique. Here's an easy tip for you to pronounce and spell it. It's like the city, Paris, but with a CH. Special thanks to my dear friend, Paul Suyelgees, who enhanced and mixed the musical track. Little did we know back in college in the 90s, while my then boyfriend, now husband, and I listened to Paul riff on his guitar, that he'd be helping me decades later give a creative touch to something called a podcast.